You're listening to Out and About. This is the audio companion to the column in the Hampton Chronicle. Join our host, Rick Jansen, as we listen to his adventures in our own backyard and various places he travels for outdoors recreation. Now, let's get out and about.
Out and about. A whole lot of fish. My wife and I were able to head to our favorite spring bass lake for some fishing. If you are a loyal reader of this column, you will know that I took a friend there a few weeks ago, and the fishing was bad. I only caught one bass that day, and he did not catch any. A week after that trip, the weather had warmed up, and I was hoping the water would warm up also. On the day we went, the sun was shining, and the wind was coming out of the south. This would make it perfect for the areas we wanted to fish. When we pulled up to the boat landing, I announced to my wife that we were going to have a good day. It just felt right. We put the boat in, and I went directly to the head of the reeds that we wanted to fish. We got our poles ready and started casting towards the reeds. The wind was still a bit strong, so I was having a hard time with my boat control. I moved into the reeds a bit farther when my wife announced that she had a fish on. What a fish it was! The first bass of the day, and it measured in at 19 inches. That was a great start. We moved further into the reeds and started catching fish. Once we moved closer to the shore, we could look into the water and see all kinds of life. Bluegills were in the area, and some big bass were swimming around also. There was one point when we could look in any direction and see a bass. We tried to catch the bass that we could see, but we did not have any luck with that technique. It seemed when we made a longer cast, we would have better luck. We continued to catch numerous bass. Then my wife caught an 11-inch perch on her bass lure. I've never seen a perch hit a bass lure before, so I just considered it a fluke and we tossed it back. We kept switching colors on our lures until I hit the magic color. After that change, it was game on for the bass fishing. There are numerous times that we both had bass in the boat at the same time. This was getting crazy with the numbers of bass we were catching. We stopped along the shore in the shade for some lunch and to cool off as the day became quite warm. Just sitting in the boat, eating our lunch, we could see fish swimming all around us. It was hard to resist the temptation to try and catch those nearby fish, but we knew they would still be there when we were done eating. After lunch, it was back to fishing. My wife caught a few more big perch along with the many bass we were catching. We stayed in the same 200-yard area and just moved back and forth, catching multiple bass along the way. As the afternoon wore on, we were having one of those super fishing days. When fishing is this good, it's just hard to stop. We like to keep count on the number of fish we catch, and we stopped for a moment to tally up our total. She announced that she had caught 24 bass, and I had caught 29. We said we'd stop at 25 and 30. She caught number 25 right away, and I was having a bit of trouble catching number 30. By the time I caught number 30, she was up to 27 bass and 4 perch. This made 57 bass and 4 perch in the boat in one day. That is a whole lot of fish. For the record, we put them all back in the lake. We wanted to come back and catch them again some other day. Now, some other day turned out to be 3 days later. The weather was predicted to have the same conditions as our previous trip. When we got to the landing, we could see that the predictions were wrong. The wind was different and the temperature was much colder. We headed to our fishing area and I started catching fish right away. My wife is having a slower day, but she kept at it. We fished in the same area for a while, but it was not as good as before. We moved out of that area and fished along a different shore. We managed to pick up some more bass, but it was much slower this time around. By the end of the day, I still managed my 30 bass, but my wife only caught 10. Any other time of year to catch 10 bass in one day would be fantastic fishing, but for this lake at this time of the year, she was disappointed. So the total number of bass in my boat for 2 days of fishing was 97. That's a whole lot of fish. We plan to hit it again soon before the weeds grow up and choke out the lake. I wonder how many we will catch next time.
You've been listening to Out and About, an audio companion to the column printed weekly in the Hampton Chronicle with writer and host Rick Jansen. The Out and About podcast is a production of On the Go Media.